Welcome back to the Inspiring Confidence Podcast. Coming at you at the speed of sound. How's everybody doing?
Feeling
super sonic.
All right. So we finally saw some action last week. There was a Baramets that was quite agitated.
A trifle.
And you guys took care of that thing right quick, only to find out that it was merely just like the game, the prey of this, looks like some sort of hunting party. You've got two humanoid, elven, for lack of a better term, creatures, three hunting hounds, and one horse. All five of them were squabbling amongst each other, blaming each other on the decisions they made during their hunt. And then finally they kind of rounded on you guys, saying it was your fault. You ruined their hunt. At this point, I invite you all to make knowledge nature checks, and by all I mean Neutron.
25.
You know that all of these creatures are fey creatures. They are fey of a a shared family, kind of like how different angels are all, you know, angels. The family of fey that they belong to is called the Wild Hunt.
Okay, that checks out.
The Wild Hunt is an enigmatic group of powerful fey who peruse prey across the First World. They come in several different races, four of which you can see in front of you. So I'll give it to you that it's pretty self-evident, but the three canines are Wild Hunt hounds. The horse is called a Wild Hunt horse. The elven-looking one with the bow is a Wild Hunt archer. And the one with wielding a curved sword is a Wild Hunt scout. Uhtred, you can ask one question about a Wild Hunt scout, one question about a Wild Hunt archer, one question about a Wild Hunt horse, and two questions about Wild Hunt hounds.
Let's do DR for each of them.
They all have DR that can only be overcome by cold iron. The scout has DR 15, and the rest of them have DR 10.
Whoa. I think most of our weapons, the modifiers on them, count as cold iron or better.
It has to be plus 4 for cold
Maybe
iron.
Maybe just Uhtred's then.
So you can ask one additional question about Wild Hunt Hound.
Give me one offensive ability for them.
Okay. You know about their summon pack ability. Once per day as a standard action, a Wild Hunt Hound can let forth a mighty howl, summoning a fog that coalesces into spectral dogs. The fog surrounds the Wild Hunt Hound in a 20-foot radius, traveling with the hound as it moves for 10 minutes. The spectral hounds provide concealment, as per the spell Fog Cloud, and grant the Wild Hunt Hound a plus 4 circumstance bonus on its combat maneuver checks to trip opponents. The fog itself also harries foes with a relentless assault of bites and claw attacks. Any enemy that ends its turn within the fog takes slashing damage, reflex halves. That is the summon pack ability. Alright, so they've turned to you guys, said, you killed the Baramets. You're responsible for ruining our hunt. What do you have to say for yourselves?
May I ask, why were you hunting this creature?
They look at each other like dumbstruck. Like you just asked the stupidest fucking question they've ever heard. And like they kind of like stammer for like almost an entire minute while they like figure out how to answer this question. Like you just ask, like, what are you drinking water for? And they're like, they say, it was the the male elf, the scout, says, "It was the hunt. We're performing the hunt. The Baramitz was the game."
Oh, what if I told you that there was a much bigger hunt at foot? We're currently on it.
My God, what are you doing?
They look at each other again, like you just gave them the greatest idea that they've ever fucking had. And they say, "A new hunt. Yes, a new hunt. A bigger hunt." And there are, and they like point in your general directions. "There are four of them. Yes, a new hunt. We will hunt."
No.
"We will hunt them."
No.
What?
A more spectacular hunt, if you will. We'll hand it to you for free. One that we're currently on.
They're right back to confusion. But that's not a hunt.
It's all about the thrill, isn't it? you want something?
No, I don't like that at all. No, to be handed the hunt, that's not a hunt. That's a bad hunt. I don't like that hunt. You don't want to be hunted. We should hunt you.
No. We do want to be hunted.
Yes, they're already using magics for invisibility. Yes, they'll be much more challenging of a hunt.
Oh my God. You won't be able to hunt us. A hunt requires a prey running from a hunter.
If we're hunting you, then you would run away from us.
We will not run away from you. And instead of a hunt, you will
have
a fight.
But we're hunting you.
Well, you're only going to find a fight.
But we're on a hunt. And like they're right back to like just looking at like they look like you're being like unhelpful dicks right now.
What is a known huntable creature maybe prior to this forest popping up, but like Matt's a known huntable creature? Oh man.
I mean, compared to the thing that you guys just took down, nothing is coming to Uhtred's mind of like a previously local sort of creature that would appease them as a replacement game.
Have you guys heard of the Iron Fangwood?
The Fangwood?
Yes, the Fangwood, sorry.
The Fangwood? No. What's the Fangwood? Yeah. What's the Fangwood?
Oh, let me tell you a story. It went off to the right. As soon as that behemoth came right at us, we managed to duck down in between the trees, but that behemoth was smart enough to surpass that, but it is no stronger than that thing. And points off into a direction to the right. Hopefully, where
the bluff check of a lifetime.
I'm pointing out to where this thing came from originally, so that way it looks like the tracks that are that were leading from the. Like,
I think they might have just come from that direction, as if like it was running from them.
Yeah, but these guys are dumb, so I'm hoping that they're
that's pretty dumb. You point literally directly behind them?
Yeah.
Pointing at the trail of the thing they were literally just tracking.
Yeah.
And saying something else did it.
Yeah.
All right. I hope you have that power dice warmed up.
God damn it, Archie.
Made this so much harder on yourself.
I mean, worst case scenario. We fight no matter what, like...
Yeah, I mean, you're right. If you don't get it, we're just gonna fight what would have probably been a combat anyways.
31.
They follow Arginus's point, and they look back at Arginus, and they're like, "Why don't you guys want to be hunted?"
"Because we're not going to run from you, and that's not a hunt."
"But why?"
"Because we are not prey."
Now they kind of like they furrow their brows and they kind of like they almost like form a huddle. They're still pretty spaced out, but like they're just kind of like talking amongst themselves, as if you're no longer there.
I'm about to cast Fireball on this entire thing.
I was going to say, why don't we just walk away?
I mean...
Yeah, but we don't want to make it look like we're fleeing.
I
so
say
they
that we just
us.
Walk to up to them. Be like, tag. Like,
they must not know about death. Otherwise, why would they refuse to be part of the hunt?
Thelias laughs.
Yeah. And is it, that must be it. They must still be young, and they just don't. They don't know yet. And they turn back to you and say, "You guys know about death, right?"
Yeah, I think so.
We are well acquainted.
We've all died before.
They turn back to each other, and they're like, "I'm more confused than ever now." And then, but like immediately they turn back. They say, like at Uhtred saying, "We've all died before." They say, "Wait, what? What do you mean you've died before?"
I mean, we've died before. Hell, Thelias here, he's done it 3 times.
What is that?
Dying? Yeah. You stop living? You're killed?
Their eyes all grow wide. Like, they never even... Like, that was just a concept they'd never even, like, considered before.
Yeah, how about this? If you want to have a hunt so badly, well, how about a hunt where we hunt you?
They all look at each other, and... They seem to be giving it serious consideration.
I'll even, as a sporting fellow, and out of respect for the hunt, we will allow you a 30-minute head start, so we truly have to hunt you. You can take your head start in this direction, and Uhtred points directly opposite of the way we want to go.
They look at each other again, like, kind of like murmur to each other, and they turn back. Is 30 minutes a lot?
I'm trying to think how you conceptualize.
Well, I don't.
Time.
I don't think we have to. Like, we could just be like, yes. 30 minutes is a short enough time to where you'll be able to run off, and it'll give us a little bit of time to catch our breath.
10 minutes.
No, 10 minutes.
They turn back to each other. We still haven't decided if we're going to do this or not. Yeah, but 30 minutes. If that's a lot, then we're better than that. We're better, right? I don't know. We've never been hunted before. They turn back. They say, "Well, where's the finish line?"
The finish line is the edge of this thick forest. If you get there before us, you win.
You would have us race to the edge of existence?
There is more beyond this forest.
These people seem dangerous. They like turn back to each other and they're like talking again. Like, I don't know. They're not afraid of death. They've stopped living. They want to race to edge of existence. They don't want to be hunted. Who? Oh. Maybe they're not young. Are you immortal?
Yes, we are.
They must be older than time itself. They kind of like, they're just in stunned silence now, looking at you guys. Like they're gazing upon gods.
Equally stunned.
Time means as nothing to us.
Make a bluff check.
49.
Oh my god.
He was baiting you.
One of them says, "Maybe we should have asked for 40 minutes. No, I think, but to hunt creatures older than time, that would stave off death for sure."
No, remember, we are hunting you.
We haven't agreed to that yet.
But you certainly did. You negotiated on the amount of time for your head start.
We haven't agreed to anything.
Well, can we agree to something? Because I'm getting bored, and... I'm not running away from you, but you can run away from us, and we'll be more than happy to come hunt you.
We have not seen you in Kyrodera before. If you're older than time, where have you been?
Is there an appropriate knowledge to try and identify that name?
You can give me knowledge geography or knowledge nature.
33 knowledge nature.
Never heard of it.
Well, we're from outside the forest's edge, so we've been watching you hunt. We've been learning off of what you've been doing.
Thalias is like overwhelmed with this fucking interaction. It's like every new thing that is brought up, like, we don't know about time. Like, we're gonna hunt you, and we're from beyond this. Oh my god. Like, what the fuck is going on?
They come from outside of existence. And, like, they... this entire time, they've been kind of, like, pacing, like, circling. Almost like ranchers around cattle. They've been kind of, like, roving around the outer perimeter of this clearing. But they've been, like, slowly slowing down, and now they're just, like, totally stopped. And they say, "Our hunts, they have brought you to us. Welcome!" And the scout, like, spreads his arms wide. He says, "Welcome to Kyrodera Forest."
Thalias is in shock now. We got a welcome after all of that? No way.
Oh, well, thank you for your gracious welcome. However, once again, we're thirsty for the sport. And if you're not gonna run, then there's going to be issues.
Goddamn. What are you doing to me, Tom?
Really did go to torpedo your whole sentence. I can't believe this worked out as potentially good.
Yeah.
Hold my beer.
I can't tell if this is like an evil thing or a good thing.
It's a chaotic thing. They're fey.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not dumb. They're just impulsive as hell.
Yeah. They say, "Yes, there must always be more hunts. It is the only way to stave off death. But before we do another hunt, we must share with you the history of Kyrodera, the stories passed down for the ages."
See, I know we're not on, like, a time constraint, but the same token, like, kind of got something to be doing, but goddammit if Uhtred isn't a knowledge whore.
They don't wait for you guys to say, like, "Okay, yeah, tell us." Like, they just start, the female elven one with the bow, clears her throat. She says, "Before Kyrodera, existence was darkness. Reality formed in a flash of light, as the sun gave its life to create the world, sinking to the horizon. From these rays formed all of the beasts and fey, and plants emerged to reach toward the sun. But the sun was nearly dead, leaving the plants bitter and hungry, and from this hatred arose the monstrous blight. The fey banded together to hunt the realm's beasts from their prey's bodies, making arrows to reignite the sun and begin a new age. Fired into the air, these arrows would rekindle the sun to rise and live for another age. The plants fed on the rising sun, draining its power yet sustaining the beasts so that the cycle could continue anew. The world is in its 11th age. In each age, we must begin the hunt anew. So is the cycle."
So, small detail, we are actually in the 12th age. We come from an age before then, and we have seen all of that and more.
They nod sagely.
We're just wrecking these.
Just creating more Wild Hunt lore.
Yeah. So real quick, would anyone care to take a stab at what this mythology is describing?
I'm assuming the first world.
I was gonna say the whatcha call it, the radiant fire.
Joe, take a hero point.
Yes. Oh, I already have three, but I'll take one in spirit.
All right. Cool. So basically, the radiant fire created this forest out of nothing, and it spontaneously spawned animals and fey into this forest. The fey, counting among them are these Wild Hunt, basically an entire day is what they're describing with the sun being rekindled, nourishing the plants, being drained, and then falling. And so basically, as far as they're concerned, all of time itself is the last 11 days. And so anyone older than 11 days is older than time itself.
So I wasn't even lying.
That was a mind fuck.
Yeah. So, and they're convinced that their ritual of the hunt is what is sustaining this cycle of night and day.
Oh my god.
She continues, the world of Kyradera is cursed and sustains little, and death and its entourage strode through Kyradera during the Third Age to reign from the dead throne at the center of Kyradera. So long as the cycle continues unbroken, death shall never emerge again, and all life shall flourish. In this way, the hunt is sacred.
Can we assume Hammer Rock is the center?
You can assume that, yes.
And now we come to our true purpose here. We come to hunt death.
They share, like, grave looks. They say, and then they turn back to you. As a task befitting those older than time itself. But please, if you could do us the honor of participating in a, they turn to each other, honorary hunt, we would consider it a privilege to test our mettle against the likes of you. We could of course set, look at each other again, a terms. It could be a hunt where, instead of a hunt, it would be a huntless hunt, and like they're looking at each other again, like they don't have a word for this, like where we would race after you, and you would race away from us, and if we overtook you before you reached the end of the journey, we would be the victors of our hunt.
Do you really think you're worthy of that?
I would be prepared to try.
We hunt death. You think you're worthy to hunt us?
We'll never know unless we try.
I propose an alternative.
Go on.
How about a hunting competition? Let us see who amongst us can hunt death first.
They, like, shake their heads vigorously. No, 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 we will stay here in Kyradera Forest. We do not venture into the void.
Then you simply delay our hunt. Find new prey and let us be on our way.
Okay, at this point, I would like either bluff, intimidate, or diplomacy from any of the PCs who wish to do so based on your interactions with the Wild Hunt Fae as a means of quantifying the sum of your interaction with the goal of I'd like to bypass these guys.
I'm glad I basically said they're not worthy. I'm going to use intimidate.
Yep, that sounds like intimidate.
Yeah. I'm also going to do intimidate because that was, I feel like I kind of ended on an intimidationary note.
Mm-hmm. You guys can you can assist one another, or you can make your own checks.
I'm going to make my own.
I'm going to, can I do diplomacy?
I don't know if our genus ever said anything diplomatic.
I mean, all right. I'll go with bluff. All right.
Yeah. I mean, you said several things that were attempts to deceive, so that's fine.
21.
Thalias is just standing in the back, slack-jawed, like, I don't know what's going on.
Like you,
yeah. I've just been reacting to the madness. And like, you've got three different people with three different plans who are all on my team. Who are all arguing with these clearly insane fae creatures. And, like, I feel like by the time this all wrapped up to this moment, I've been trying to think of some absurd off-the-wall idea that I could put forth. It was even more wild than what you guys had said. But luckily, I haven't come up with anything, so yeah, I'm just reacting.
Well, Malbar, I'm actually going to use a hero point to reroll this, because I think I can do better than that.
A wasted hero point from Matt, I see.
Yep. So, after the hero point reroll, I got a 44 Intimidate.
And Uhtred's Intimidate was a 38.
So, these guys just want to have a good time, and, you know, it's just a bunch of bros hunting a bunch of other bros. You guys are being some real buzzkills. And even after they're like, yo, no stakes, like, just for fun, let's just do a for funsies hunt, and you're like, no. They look crestfallen. And as one, they kind of like all group up and say, we must find a new hunt. And they don't even like say goodbye to you, and they just kind of like turn and exit the clearing.
Nice.
Elias will speak up now. Now, what the hell was that? Really, guys, we have to be on the same page here. Arginus, Uhtred, Valbar, you got? Are you killing me?
It all seems to have worked out.
Yeah, this time it did. Maybe. Did it? I point at them leaving, like, I guess.
The Fae are impulsive creatures. One must be direct and authoritative when dealing with them. Otherwise, their antics can go on for quite some time.
Well, let's all remember that, Arginus, Uhtred.
We're not the fae ones here.
We saved a life. Multiple.
Jesus Christ.
Are gnomes considered fae?
Fae adjacent, yeah.
Okay. Cousins.
Yeah, like, gnomes originally came from the First World. But, like, they've been in Galarian so long, they're no longer considered fae.
Alright, well, now that you guys finally have a chance to breathe, I'm going to tell you the gear that you find with Bert.
Oh, I meant to ask them if they're the ones that killed Bert or not.
Oh, well, they're gone.
Yep.
So, Bert, the silent... eavesdropper of this whole conversation, has 16 cold iron crossbow bolts, masterwork studded leather armor, a ring of evasion, a scroll of heal, a scroll of remove curse with a caster level of 9th, a +1 short sword, and a holy symbol of the Imperial Lord Kalinahat. The holy symbol is a short sword across a full moon.
This dude came here with only a +1 short sword.
Well, their best and brightest aren't exactly around so much anymore.
Ballsy. Ballsy motherfuckers.
It's possible that they had magical means of temporarily improving upon the +1 short sword. Like, Uhtred's scimitar, I think, is just +1. But he can increase the enhancement bonus temporarily. Also, in a backpack, you find a week's rations, writing equipment, and there are some notes in a notebook.
I would read those.
Yeah, we'll have Uhtred, our big reader, tell us what the hell they say.
From the notes, you gather that this is indeed Bert. About 10 days ago, no, about 3 days ago, Bert and the other agents, Garamel, Yanthras, and Quenlan, teleported to Hammerock, but Bert's notes indicate that she appeared in this strange forest and does not know the whereabouts of the other agents. Her notes would indicate that she just appeared here by herself.
Like the four of them teleported together, but then were separated. It's like they arrived separately.
Yeah, like the they all teleported together, and then when she arrived in this forest, it was by herself.
Okay.
There's some very brief notes on the like the ecology of this forest, but almost as if she was interrupted mid note taking, they end very abruptly.
Well, that explains the screams on the page.
It's not that kind of notebook.
Yeah, that was the last book that we found.
It's a notebook, not a tablet.
Do we want to commune with dead?
Good call.
Yeah. Before then, Ring of Evasion. Who wants to try and claim that one? I'll tell you right now, Valbar wants it.
I don't know what it does, so I'll defer.
It's a ring that gives you evasion.
Anytime you need to make a reflex save for a lesser effect, if you succeed at the reflex save, you take no effect. So, like a fireball, you take reflex for half damage. If you succeed on that reflex save, evasion says you take no damage.
That's how Uhtred's been negating a lot of damage on AoE attacks.
Oh, that's an insane ability. Let me see what my rings are.
Yeah, I was just like, everyone has two rings already, but I know, at least for Thalias, that ring of curing ain't doing shit for you when you're channeling the champion.
Yep. Yeah, okay, okay.
And Uhtred basically already has one, so he don't need another.
I'll say Valbar would like to lay claim to it.
That sounds good to me.
You guys gonna roll for it, or are you just giving it to Valbar?
Well, Tom also exists. But I would give it to Valbar.
Yeah. Does Arginus want it?
Arginus doesn't want it.
Oh, congratulations to Valbar.
I will absolutely take that.
So which ring are you getting rid of?
It's going to be... I'm going to end up kind of like shuffling through them, but generally speaking, while we are in areas of danger, I will be wearing the Ring of Evasion and Ring of Protection. And I'll probably swap out the evasion for the Ring of Eloquence when we're, like, in social situations.
Fair enough. All right. So, what do you guys do now?
Let's talk to Bert, I guess. Should we? I mean, we got her notebook. Is that enough, or do we need to talk to her? Because if the notebook says there's others...
I mean, maybe... we have that wand to speak with dead that is... It has 10 charges...
Seven.
Oh.
Seven charges? So, like, how many more times are we going to want to use it? Let's just use one now right. And see what she says.
I forgot how many charges we had. If we got seven, that's a seems like a no-brainer.
Yeah.
And it's, I think I said caster level 10.
Yep. And it is on the medium spell list, so.
Yep.
So who are we
also
gonna get to
important,
use it?
important factor, because apparently you guys are in a humongous hurry. Is a casting time of 10 minutes.
I mean, I think that was more just to get the frickin' wild hunt to leave.
You guys don't appreciate my fae, I get it.
Oh no, they were a lot of fun, but it was either we needed to kill them or just get them to walk away, and we got them to walk away, so.
Somehow.
Alright, so are you guys spending the 10 minutes to activate the wand of speak with dead?
I think so.
Yeah, I'm game.
Alright. So, Spell Speak with Dead says, you grant the semblance of life to a corpse, allowing it to answer questions. You may ask one question per two caster levels, which would give you five for this. The corpse's knowledge is limited to what it knew during life, including the languages it spoke. Answers are brief, cryptic, or repetitive, especially if the creature would have opposed you in life. If the dead creature's alignment was different from yours, the corpse gets a will save to resist the spell as if it were alive. If successful, the corpse can refuse to answer your questions or attempt to deceive you using bluff. The soul can only speak about what it knew in life. It cannot answer any questions that pertain to events that occurred after its death. If the corpse has been subject to speak with dead within the past week, the new spell fails. You can cast this spell on a corpse that has been desecrated for any amount of time, but the body must be mostly intact to be able to respond. A damaged corpse may be able to give partial answers or partially correct answers, but it must at least have a mouth in order to speak at all. This spell does not affect a corpse that has been turned into an undead creature. So, as far as the, like, opposing you part goes, that's mostly just so you can't, like, you know, like, we'll just kill this guy and then you speak with dead to get answers out of him. Like, he'll be like, no, I don't want to tell you anything. You just killed me.
Yeah, like, I don't want to talk
but if
to
it's,
you.
Yeah, but if it's, you know, perceived allies of the fallen person, they are much more likely to be willing to answer you correctly.
It was really funny when I was playing Baldur's Gate, there was a speak with dead spell and like the same rules applied. So if you wanted to talk to somebody, you could transform into, you know, you like,
oh, you
use
disguise
an illusion.
Yourself as their yeah. friend before you question them
or just anybody, and they're like, oh, hey, yeah, I don't know, and you're like, oh, see you later.
I'm not the guy who just killed you.
Yeah. Me? No.
All right. So, yeah, 10 minutes go by, and I'm assuming Thalias is the caster of this?
Yeah. I'd prefer to, if we, while we're doing this, we have some game plan for what we want to know so that this thing doesn't just pop awake and Thalias is like, hello.
You have yourselves a Chris Pine situation.
Just thinking of like the D&D movie when they just keep casting Speak with Dead because they keep fucking up on asking the question.
Did that count as a question? Yes. Only answer if I'm talking to you, okay? Okay. Why did you end that in the with a question mark? I didn't. Spell ends. So yeah, good idea to have a game plan going into this. What's the game plan? You got 5 questions.
Don't look at me. I'm just the spellcaster.
The duration of the spell is 1 minute per level. So you have, based on the answers from previous questions, you could, like, have yourselves another huddle, everything. Like, so once the spell is activated, the corpse will remain perceptive to questions for 10 minutes, even if it can only answer 5 questions. But
gotcha.
It's not like... on a timer to get these questions out as soon as possible.
All right, so I think generally we want to know where the other people are, right?
Yeah, and
how she died, probably. Like, what happened to you, first
yeah,
and foremost,
if she knows, and, like, what they think they were looking for when they came here. Because I know, like, Eluna was kind of just, like, sending them to look into it, but... they might have had some idea of what they were looking for that maybe even Eluna wasn't quite aware of.
Okay, I think that's a good start. So let's... I'll start... we've got 10 minutes to think about it. I'll start casting the spell and we'll go from there.
All right. 10 minutes pass. The wand is discharged and Bert's corpse opens her eyes. You know that you are free to ask up to 5 questions.
Let's see. I guess I'll just, since I woke her up, I guess I'll start.
I mean, it has to be you.
Right. I mean, I guess I'll start with pleasantries, you know. Hello, Bert. It's Thalias in Randolph's... No, we're not going to... listen.
Blank stare.
I'll say, honestly, introducing ourselves, at least the three of you, is not a bad idea since you're like national heroes in what was Lastwall.
Right. So, Uhtred and the other one, Arginus, and Valbar back there. We've come to get some answers, and we think you might be able to help us. I sort of give her that, like you'd be talking to a child. You know, like introduce myself and then be like, and we think you can help us.
Uh-huh.
What happened here?
Your question is what happened here?
First of all, yeah, then I gesture to her. What happened here?
We teleported from Volumus. I arrived here. My companions nowhere to be seen. I was struck down.
Thalias lowers his head like, struck down. Like, keep going.
That seems to be the end of that answer.
Ah, fuck. I look back at the rest of the team like, well, we knew that. Very clearly she was struck down.
What did you come here looking for?
Does Thalias repeat that question verbatim?
Before I ask that question, I need to know the answer to the first one. So I'm going to say, he'll say that, and then I'll say, what struck you down? What exactly struck you down?
It was hidden among the forest. Or was it the forest itself? The branches? Or were they tentacles? Something of the trees. It ambushed me. So strong, so fast. I could not see it clearly, but it was medium-sized.
All right, and now I'll look back at the group like, oh, that's something that we didn't know. And then I'll repeat Valbar's question verbatim, just how he said it, which was...
What were you here looking for?
What were you here looking for?
We were dispatched to search Hammer Rock for clues pertaining to the Whispering Tyrant's involvement of the Radiant Fire at Hammer Rock, to find an advantage that he sought, or a disadvantage that he feared. We would find this thing and use it for our purposes.
I'm mostly satisfied with that answer. That was a good one.
We got those three questions.
Yep, we got two more.
I turn back and say, do you guys think they found anything, or where do we go from here?
I think it's pretty clear that she did not. Ask if they had any contingency plans for if they got split up.
Bert, did you have any contingency plans for if you got split up from your party? A meeting point, perhaps?
We left Volumus confident in our abilities to improvise the situation. I was not prepared to appear in an unfamiliar forest with no companions in sight.
Yeah, by the looks of things, that checks out for sure.
Seems like a very wordy, blame-juggling no.
I was not prepared. It's like, yeah, I see you. You're super dead. Was that four questions?
Yes.
Spell ends. I'm just kidding.
Sounds like she was alone, didn't know where anyone was, got killed by something that we should probably be on the lookout for. An ambush from the forest. And never made it to Hammerfall, never really got any more info for us to be extracting right now.
Is there any information that is missing from the journal that would be necessary for us?
That seems like a crazy Arginus question, and I'm scared to repeat it verbatim.
Basically, is there anything that she didn't write in her journal because she thought it was, like, too sensitive to write down?
Okay. Or maybe even just unnecessary at the time until, you know...
All right, let's go with that. Is there anything in your journal here that you wish you had written down, but either didn't have the time for or thought was too sensitive to write in a journal?
The creature who ambushed me, it spoke to me words in my head. It said to me to leave its forest. It said that my trespass was irredeemable, and that I must be made an example of.
Well, that's a good question to finish on, I guess. Assuming she goes back to being lifeless and an example.
Yeah.
Yeah, after she finishes that statement, her eyes close, and you know the spell has expired.
Woof. All right. Well, where to now?
Now we go deeper into the forest to find out exactly what doesn't want us here.
Perfect. That's what I thought. Is there anything to do about this corpse that's maybe a little more dignified than leaving an example for the next round of people that come?
People should typically bury them out of signs of respect.
I guess I'd...
With shovels.
That's what I would want to do. Yeah. So, yeah, I'll get a burying. Take her off the branch. Dig a little hole. Say a little prayer.
Do you still have a profession gravekeeper?
Yeah, you know I do.
He is the Elias, right?
Let's get one of those.
Alrighty. Yeah, it's a 36.
God damn.
Someone's got to keep them graves, yo.
Nobody digs a grave like Thalias.
Yep.
Alright. I'm going to say it takes 2 hours.
Damn.
To
that's
build.
A lot of time.
Well, I mean, that's... It is, but also that is a very fast time to manually dig a grave and then cover it up.
I'm just saying in terms of, like, it sucks being the nice guy who I can't just leave bodies out in the open. I'm a fucking graveyard keeper.
Don't we have a spell that can move earth? Like,
you do have that staff.
Expeditious excavation.
Actually, I think Thalias's shovel is actually a staff that can cast that.
Will that speed it up?
Yes.
But you would need to let someone else use it, because I don't think you can.
What? I can't use my own shovel?
I'm going to say that due to his proclivity, spiritual attunement, that for the sake of performing burial rites, Thalias can use this, use his shovel, activate the expeditious excavation function of his shovel, even
Perfect.
Though mechanically he should not be able to. Still using your 36 profession gravedigger, I will say that it takes you, say, 15 minutes to cover the hole back up.
Mm-hmm.
After you've it's just like a standard action. Boom, 5 foot cube of earth displaced. You perform some burial rites and you cover the grave back up, and you kind of like that last little bit of soil goes on, and then like with the flat of the shovel you just kind of pat the mound, and on that last pat the soil kind of shifts slightly, and a brand new sprout emerges from the soil, the beginnings of a new tree already taken root at the site of that burial.
Normally I like trees. This seems like a bad tree.
This seems like a very fast tree.
Yeah, it's a scary tree.
You get the feeling that it's like with the cycle of life and death returning to the soil, becoming nutrients, Thalias's profession 36 gravedigger check, you may be off put by it, but you get the feeling that it's almost like this forest, which considering the fey inhabitants,
you could
guess that it's actually like almost an extension of the first world itself.
Okay.
With that, it's not a haunted forest, but it still seems to be a vibrant and like almost alive forest.
Okay, well that's nice.
And the sprout appearing almost seems to be a like a sign of not thanks, but
recognition. Like yeah, that happened. I'm planted now.
Yeah, like almost just like a well done checkpoint flag.
Sweet. I was worried it was going to grow into a branch and grab me and bring me down with it. So that's a much better outcome.
No, and it's just kind of like it's just like a couple inches tall. Like
yeah.
It seems like it's going to grow at a much slower pace from this point on. But yeah, it's just kind of like final pat, and it's just like bunk, boom.
That's sweet.
All right. So yeah, moving on. You guys continue traveling north.
I think so.
Yeah. Heading towards the void.
So you guys keep on going. Could I get another set of survival checks, please?
Yes, sir.
Oh, natural 20. 21.
Not gonna lie, I clicked mine the same time yours showed up, and I saw the green. I was like, did I nat 20 my survival again?
Someone has to do it.
Is that with a minus one joke?
Oh. Oh, thanks, Tom. Natural 20. 20!
14 for Velbar.
8.
Pretty much the same story as before. You guys aren't getting hopelessly lost, but the forest still seems to be kind of like passive aggressively like tugging at you. Not preventing you from passing, but just making it just a little bit more inconvenient than it has to be. The trail that you're on begins following a creek meandering through the forest that soon empties into another creek, then empties into a slightly larger creek, and then eventually you reach a broad, deep pond with murky water and steep, muddy banks. It's basically picture the clearing that you guys were in before, but instead of forest floor, it's the surface of the water. As you kind of emerge to look out into this pond, I'd like everybody to make will saves as a strange, haunting song begins calling over the surface of the pond.
Oh, is this a mind-affecting effect for the purposes of mind blank?
It is a mind-affecting effect.
Already paying dividends.
Yep.
But remember, you're not getting the full bonus. It'll be a net positive.
Yeah, plus 4 for Uhtred.
Yeah. Plus 3 for me. Reminder, Joe, you have these harrow bonuses. So you have like 2...
Which I have to use.
To get rid of the penalties. So you have 2 will saves. So if you want to use one, go for it.
I will be absolutely using one. Thank you.
The plus 4 from the mind blank, does that stack if I use the plus 4 from the clover?
Yeah, it's a luck bonus. Mind blank gives you a resistance bonus.
And it's the same thing with the horseshoe that gives you a plus 2?
Other way around. Horseshoe's the plus 4 once per day. Clover is the plus 2 3 times per day. But yes, they're all luck bonuses.
Okay, I'm going to do the plus 2 then from the clover on top of the plus 4 from the mind wipe. So effectively adding a plus 6 to the roll.
I don't think I actually have anything that gives me a bonus. So I think that might actually be a straight plus 8. My... crazy on this?
Yeah, you don't have a cloak of resistance. I think the having a piece of Erasne stuff gives you like a plus 1, but that might be, was that like a luck bonus or a sacred bonus? Something on saves.
I kind of forgot about that.
Yeah, but no, yeah, you just get the straight plus 8 on this, Tom.
Okay, 29.
30.
31 for Velbar.
It's Elias.
Right. I'm not sure what I got.
You're basically... all told, you're adding 5 to what you rolled.
All right, 36, let's go.
Because the mind blank adds 5 on top of your cloak. But then you're at a minus 1 from that, but then a plus 1 from the will save, so it evens out at just a plus 5.
Perfect.
I am admittedly shocked that you guys all passed this.
Yeah, you thought you were going to catch me.
DC 29.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Good thing I added the plus 2 clover.
Oh yeah, seriously. Man.
I was like, all 4 of them could very easily fail this. I know they've got good saves, but 29 is huge.
Yeah.
All fucking passed. That's super impressive.
Honestly, that's almost entirely because of the mind blank that we all passed. Yeah.
I would have failed it without it.
You hear this soft, beautiful melody call across the surface of the water, and the underneath the melodic lyrics to this beautiful song, you hear this like subliminal whisper saying, "Come into the water." You recognize this to be a suggestion effect that you all have, instead of it being a subliminal suggestion that you would have fallen prey to, you hear it for what it is, and you're able to resist this effect.
All right, then. You know where we shouldn't go? The water.
Yeah, Valbar is still on his broom. He's like, "I am going to stay up here."
Uhtred is also going to stay up on his phantom steed.
Wow. All right. So in terms of navigation, what do you guys do?
Seems like the easiest thing would be just to fly over this pond and not go in the water at all.
Can we see the other side? Teleport could also potentially...
Well, teleport is tough because of the witch gates. But if these witch gates function like the ones in Verlich, Dimension Door would be okay.
Dimension Door. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But also, like, pond... How big could it be? Is it worth a Dimension Door spell?
Well, you know what I remember is that time where we spent a whole bunch of time trying to avoid that monster in the water.
Yeah, I thought we when we first came across this, I was like, we should have brought Bert with us. But then we would have just talked ourselves out of using Bert.
I will say my broom of flying can carry up to 400 pounds. So
I'm 400 pounds.
Arginus and Thalias grab on and I'll fly us over.
Now, when you say grab on,
well, it's like a broom.
Am I sitting on the broom with you? Like riding bitch?
No, I'm sitting on the broom. You two are hanging off of it, like just grabbing on it.
Like shopping bags off the handlebars of a bicycle.
Yes.
Well, fine. It'll save me a spell slot.
I mean, how big is this pond? Like, if I were to use my boots of flying,
it's like 60 feet across.
You could jump it.
I'm gonna use the.
I don't think that's where he was going with that.
Rogyar could have jumped it.
Well, yeah. Fuck Rogyar.
Even before
jumps.
He had fly.
That's just ridiculous. Yeah, that's just ridiculous. There wasn't anything he couldn't jump over.
Yeah, Arginus is gonna use the boots of fly.
Does that mean I can sit with you?
I mean, there's got to be plenty of room considering he's a gnome, right? If it's a standard broom length. But I do like the idea of him just making you fly, bitch, and he's a tiny little gnome with all that space.
Seriously. I'm just like hanging on to the edge of the fucking broom like, wow, what the hell?
It's actually a hand sweeper.
Oh, yeah, it's a tiny little broom. Yeah, thanks, Tom.
All right, so you guys resist the beckoning call of this song, and you elect to grab some flight, and you just give this pond a wide berth. I didn't imagine not ending this episode with a combat starting cliffhanger, but you guys have effectively bypassed this encounter.
Who's better than us, baby?
If you have room for them, take a hero point, each of you, and we'll see you next week.
Yes!
Yeah. On the Inspired Incompetence Podcast.
See ya!
See ya!
See ya!